Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And we're going to begin to discuss the purification process of the Nazir. So this case is going to be when the Nazir becomes Tameh and they have to restart over. Tiglachas Tameh Ketzah. So the Nazir becomes Tameh, how does he shave? Because part of restarting the process is bringing sacrifices, but one cannot do that if they're in a state of impurity. So he gets sprinkled with the purification ashes from the Parah Adumah on the third and seventh day, which is the general procedure for someone becoming tahar, pure from impurity that came from a dead body. On the seventh day, he shaves himself. Maybe karbanos b'shmini, and then they bring the sacrifices on the eighth day, because he has to actually wait till nightfall to become fully tahar after immersing in the mikvah on day seven. What if he pushes off shaving until the eighth day? Maybe Karbonas and Baba Yom, he can bring the offerings on that day. Dibur Bekiva, this is the words of Rabbi Kiva. So comes along Rav Tarfon to challenge him, Rabbi Tarfon, Mabiz al Metzora. Why is a Nazir different than a Metzora? A Metzora can never shave and bring the sacrifice the same day. He has to always bring the sacrifices the day subsequent to the shaving, which means if he pushes off to the eighth day, he can't bring the sacrifices to the ninth day. So what's the difference? Amar Lo, Zet Tarasa Tolib Yomov. Says Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Tarfon, when it comes to Nazir, the real purification happens. It's solely dependent on the days of purification, as in 7 days followed by the mikvah. The shaving is, you can say, incidental. It's something else that has to be done, but it's not tied into the purification. Whereas Metzorah, Taras, Tig, La, Chosto. Whereas when it comes to Metzorah, the purification itself happens through the shaving. Enemy of the carbon, Elim, Kain, Hayim, Arab Shemesh. And you only bring a sacrifice after a nightfall. Subsequent to the day of shaving. Meaning to say as follows, a Nazir, once you had stayed 7 days, now technically you just wait for nightfall and you can bring the sacrifices irregardless of shaving. I mean, you have to shave beforehand, but it's not tied to the shaving. Whereas a Metzora, you have to have shaved, and only then you have to wait till nightfall, and after that, the next day, you can bring the sacrifices, which is why there is that distinction. Tiglachas Tahar B'Ketzad said, how is the shaving of a Tahar Nazir? How do they shave? What's the part of the purification process? Maybe Shalosh Behemoth Chatas Olah V'Shlamim. This we know already. He brings three sacrifices: a Chatas, an Olah, and a Shlamim. A Chatas, a sin offering, an Olah, is an Olah offering, but totally burnt. A Shlamim is a Shlamim, which is divided in the Kohan himself and the Haggad. He slaughters the Shlamim offering as in the last of all three, and then he shaves. Dibrabik Yehuda, Re'elazar Omer, Lomigach Allah Chatas. Rather, he shaves on the Chatas. He does not shave after the Shlamim. Rather, he shaves on the Chat after the Chatas. Shechatas kol mechom makom, because chatas always comes first, and after the chatas, he then shaves and brings the other two. However, he shaves after any of these three, meaning he doesn't go after the last one or the first one, he doesn't follow the order, he still fulfills his obligation. I wish you all a wonderful day.